This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. In Ukraine, Russian shelling overnight hit a shopping center in the capital, Kyiv, killing at least four people. Britain's defense ministry says heavy fighting continues north of Kyiv as Russian forces press on with a stop-start effort to encircle Ukraine's capital city. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In an update on social media, the ministry says Russian forces advancing on the city from the northeast have stalled, and troops advancing from the direction of Hostomel to the northwest have been pushed back by fierce Ukrainian resistance. It says the bulk of Russian forces are more than 15 miles from the city centre. British officials add that despite the continued lack of progress, Kyiv remains Russia's primary military objective, and they're likely to prioritise attempts to encircle the city over the coming weeks. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukraine rejected a Russian ultimatum to surrender to the besieged city of Mariupol Monday. Russian state news agency RII reports Russia's defense ministry gave Ukraine's military a pre-dawn deadline Monday and referred to refusing to surrender as siding with bandits. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk rejected the Russian demand and said Russia should unconditionally open humanitarian corridors for people to be able to leave the southeastern port city. He told the news outlet Ukrainian Pravda there can be no talk of any surrender or laying down of arms. As European Union officials gathered in Brussels Monday, EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell described Russia's actions in Mariupol as a massive war crime, destroying everything, bombarding and killing everyone in an indiscriminate manner. This is VOA News. Confirmation hearings begin Monday for U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As she's made the rounds on Capitol Hill the past few weeks, Senate Democrats like Patty Murray have fawned over Jackson.
The most amazing woman. I'm very excited that she is on her way to the Supreme Court.
And while Republicans have not overtly attacked her,
we good?
Josh Hawley and some others have criticized President Biden's pledge to nominate the court's first black woman as reverse discrimination. The president says Jackson is the right pick, a veteran of the federal bench who will work for the people.
She strives to be fair, to get it right, to do justice.
Jackson's confirmation would not change the court's 6-3 conservative tilt, since she'd replace retiring liberal Stephen Breyer. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials in Hong Kong say they plan to relax some anti-COVID-19 measures next month, lifting a ban on flights from nine countries, reducing quarantine time for arrivals from abroad, and reopening schools. The moves, announced Monday by Chief Executive Carrie Lam, would quiet some criticism from residents who've become increasingly frustrated with the city's stringent measures, some of which have been in place for over 2 years. The flight ban would be lifted beginning April 1st, while hotel quarantines for arrivals could be cut to 7 days from 14 if residents test negative, Lam told a news briefing. She had previously said measures would be in place until April 20th. Schools would resume face-to-face classes beginning April 19th after the Easter holidays, while public venues, including sports facilities, could reopen from beginning April 21st. Hong Kong's border has effectively been shut since 2020, with very few flights able to land and hardly any passengers allowed to transit, effectively isolating a city that had built a reputation as a global financial hub. Norway's Equinor Petroleum Company said Monday it has shut one of its primary oil platforms as a precautionary measure following an earthquake in the North Sea, although no damage has been reported so far. Equinor spokesperson Giselle Ledell Johansson said it was not yet clear if the Snorre B platform could resume normal operation. The platform produces between 30,000 and 35,000 barrels of oil per day. He said the company's focus for now is on safety. The company said it had deployed remotely operated vehicles or ROVs to scan the seabed for any damage. The Norwegian National Seismic Network reported Monday the quake had an estimated magnitude of 4.6. Repeating this hour's top news story, in Ukraine, Russian shelling overnight hit a shopping center in the capital, Kyiv, killing at least four people.